Hey folks, hey superstars, hey, this is Wesley Billion Dollar Virgin here. Hey, welcome to another Millionaire Midnight Rant. This is your host, Wesley Billion Dollar Virgin, with another Millionaire Midnight Rant podcast. Okay. Columbia Edition. Hey guys, if you are brand new to the chat, brand new to the podcast here, I go live every night to give all you guys the opportunity to pick my brain, to allow me to share my philosophy, my different experiences on my personal road and my personal journey to become a wealthy individual here, wealthy man here. And of course, I'm a self-made millionaire worth about $40 million. I'm in the digital marketing space. I am a real estate investor as well. Excuse me, but in my part time, I go live here on Instagram to give you the opportunity to pick my brain. I'm here to give genuine, very direct advice, not going to sugarcoat anything. My goal is to keep it real with you, honestly, and to let you know if wealth and earning your first million is what you want. I'm here to tell you that it's possible, but it's definitely an extremely difficult process. If it was easy, everybody will be doing it. And if you don't do the right thing at the right time, you will fail undoubtedly over and over and over again here. So I do this because I want you to ask questions here so you don't make the same mistake as myself. How can I find the manifestation? Which manifestation are you looking for? So go ahead and comment your questions below. Comment your names. I love giving you guys a shout out. Hey, Anzoli, I love you as well. Give me a second. Back. You can always comment your name. Hey, Kim, me. Kim A, how are you? Hey, what's going on, guy? Hey, Juan, how are you? So go ahead and start commenting your questions here below. Are you still a virgin? Obviously, I'm not. Hey, Alexa Velasco, how are you? Hey, Loretta. And make sure you take notes. Hey, Kaza, how are you? Take notes. You know, take notes, please. You know what's very fascinating today? I went to the gym, and I'm in Columbia, Medellin right now. And it was this young brother, a black guy from Florida, but he has a place here in Columbia as well. And he recognized me from the internet. And so today, we got a workout in. It was cool. It was great. And he was like a sponge. He was asking me a ton of questions, and I can appreciate that. And he's already successful. Like, he's already earning six figures per month. But the one thing that I admired about him, that he took notes. Like, when he was working out with me, and as I was speaking, he was writing in his phone, like, some of the gems and some of the nuggets that I was sharing with him. And it's so amazing how a lot of you don't even have six figures in your bank account. You're not even making $10,000 a month, but you don't write down anything. Like, you don't take notes. And if you do take notes, you don't review the notes as well. Which means is that young man, he's very successful because he takes success very seriously, okay? And you can always tell a student that is serious. And unfortunately, a lot of you are just not serious students. And maybe you just need life to give you more pain. You know, unfortunately, just, and life will do it for you. Life will tear that ass up, honestly. Until you realize that you need to be a serious student when it comes to success. Realize that it's very, very, it's possible, but it's very extremely difficult, almost impossible, to make millions and millions of dollars. And I hope you guys understand that. So what's next here? Hey Wes, is the Wesley Virgin _ manifestation page Instagram legitimate? No. I only have one Instagram account and one Instagram account only. If there are anybody out there that's trying to reach out to you, that is not me at all. Alexa, would you keep leaving? Yeah, you're doing big things over there, Alexa, in Bogota. So I'm very proud of you. Do your thing, girl. Rock and roll. I'm doing very well, Sky Hub Marketing. How are you? Oh, you want me to come to Bogota? Yeah, I mean, I'm just so swamped right now in between projects. I'm getting ready to travel back to Texas. And if you guys want to know what my schedule look like right now, so right now I'm in the process of launching the application, an iPhone app. And let me tell you something. You know, it may sound cool to launch an application, but it is definitely a very arduous process, very difficult. It's not easy. It is not easy. That's all I got to tell you. It is. And it's no guarantee that you're going to be successful with the app. So I've been working on it. That's been taking a ton of my time. At the same time, I've been working on different aspects of the company, on other businesses that I own as well. And at the same time, I'm a father, right? So, you know, summer time is approaching. So I'm going to have to go back. My daughter, she runs track. She's doing very well. She has to train. I'm getting ready to go to Bora Bora in about a month. So I'm just extremely busy these days here, okay? How does someone realize their self-worth? Well, for you to realize your self-worth is you have to define and make a decision your own worth. That's why they call it self-worth. So your question is, what is your self-worth for yourself, James? Only you can put the value on yourself. And to interpret that in a way that you'll understand it, like if I say it, like my self-worth is high, which means is, I personally, I have standards. Standards for the people that's in my life. Standards for the money that I must make on a daily basis. Standards from, I only fly first class. I only stay in five-star hotels. I don't cook my own food. I don't wash my own clothes. So that's just self-worth. I feel that I'm worthy of those things. And that's something that you have to have a conversation with yourself if you want to raise your self-worth. You have to have a conversation with yourself and realize that you are worthy of more. But only you can decide that. No one else. Okay? Can you talk about relationships and cheating long-term effects? What would you like to know about cheating? What do you mean by cheating and long-term effects? Ask the question again before I go. Let me scroll down here a bit. How do I stop falling for the shiny object? Yeah, you know, I get it. You know, we all do. I've met so many people, okay, that I will have conversations with, and they'll tell me about something that they're working on. And you can tell that they're excited, the eyes is lit up. You know, they're excited about the project, the opportunity of the business. 3 months, 4 months later, they're doing something else. Are they doing three things at once? And listen, you know, I do my best to share genuine advice with people, but you know, if you take it, great. If you don't take it, great as well. But listen, if you're that person that moves or shifts from thing to thing, like if you can't even stay with a thing for three to four or six months, well, you're going to fail. You're going to absolutely fail. Okay, I'm going to be honest with you. You're going to fail financially, because to do anything great, inclusive of earning money, you have to stick to one thing. And you can't do three things. I get it. I know some of you say, well, I got a business over here. I got this bit. Yeah, but how much money are you making? I know some of the brokest people, and they have five businesses. They say, oh, I do a little Forex. I got a little company on the side. I sell shirts here. But I'm thinking to myself, well, why can't you pay your rent on time? Why are you in debt still? Why can't you pay your bills and budget your money properly? So, listen, take my advice, please. You don't have to, but I'm asking you to do it. Just focus on one thing. You can't do many things at once when you're beginning to build wealth. Now, me, of course, I have several companies, but in the beginning, I focus on one thing, okay? Does that make sense? Focus on one thing, ladies and gentlemen. Listen, a lot of you are so hard-headed, you're going to say, well, no, I can do this and do this and do this, and you're going to lose. You're going to lose if you try to focus on several things, because you don't realize that you have to be the best of the best to make like seven figures. You got to be really, really good at what you do. And to do that, you have to spend years in that field or that niche. Okay? So, for most of you that, you know, you get deterred or influenced by the shiny object, well, you're just never going to win. And no one, like, I can't make you not do something else. I can't make you just stick with one thing. It's up to you. And if you feel that you don't have the power nor the ability to stick with one thing, well, guess what? I know exactly what your life is going to look like for the next 5 to 10 years. You're going to be a very unhappy person. You're going to be very frustrated. And you're going to feel that you begin to get older. You're going to feel so much regret because you just didn't stick with one thing. And then you're going to be highly pissed. And you're going to be older, by the way. Stick and focus on one thing, okay? Next question for me here. What's going on, Spicy J? How are you? What would you do to get wealthy if you had to start from nothing? Me, as many of you are aware, I'm a copywriter, so I know how to write words very persuasively to get people to buy. So I would just write and create a new product. I don't know what the product would be, but I would just create a new one. How do you reach out to people about your business without sounding needy? Well, Taylor, if you're talking about reaching out to people to get funding, I wouldn't do that. Even Mark Cuban said, taking a loan or trying to ask people for money, he said, it's stupidity. And the reason why I believe him and I'm an advocate for that statement, because there's too many opportunities to make money without having any money. The issue with most people, they're just lazy, okay? Or their work ethic is very low, so they feel if another person gives them money, then they'll be successful. That's not how success works. Money doesn't make people successful. It's work ethic, it's intelligence, it's conscientiousness. That's what makes people, like, consistency, not just giving you a bunch of money. So I wouldn't say, depending on what type of business that you're trying to create, I would say find a way to bootstrap it. Find a way to use your own money, your own funds, your own time to make money to create and start the business. I think, you know, a lot of you to say, well, I just need some investors. I think you've been watching too much Shark Tank. You know, I don't know. You know, I just need an investor. Because, you know, when you think about somebody that's going to give you money in your project, it just makes it feel that it's easy, right? Like, you know, if you don't have to come up with the money, somebody else comes up with the money, then you're like, man, it just makes it easy, right? But nah, that's not how it works. And the people that good and the people that do get investments are very, very smart, intelligent people. Okay, so I wouldn't advise to you, I wouldn't make or I wouldn't make the first step in creating a company or business asking for money. Bootstrap first. Try to do it on your own first before you go out there and start getting investments and begging people for money. Okay. Hey, Zena, how are you? Are you guys taking notes? I'm just curious. Questions here. Hey, Tammy, how are you? Hey, Nancy. Hey, Tiago, how are you? I'm a life insurance agent. What are your thoughts on that and attracting new clients? Well, if you're a life insurance agency, then you need to reach out to people who want life insurance, right? It is all about how you, like me, I don't believe in that bullshit, like life insurance, absolutely not. But if you learn how to market life insurance, if you know how to sell it, You can sell people anything. You know, you can sell people that they can spend or invest money every single month to get a life insurance policy when they die. Of course, if you know how to sell properly. So I would say first learn how to sell and market the product. So if you're in an organization, whatever tools or resources they give you, study it and master that stuff, okay? Hey, Liz Jimenez, how are you? Hey, Wes, would you do private lending with high return on your money? No. Wes, is it good to have multiple sources of income? Yes, but in the beginning, you need to have one source of income. Listen up. You know, I get it. A lot of you watch so many videos, you go to so many seminars, and you meet all these so-called business people. And they tell you, hey, you got to get multiple streams of income, multiple. But you got to get one first, okay? One that works and one that's sustainable first. You can't create several companies at one time and expect to do very well, okay? How can you create multiple streams of income if you don't have one income that's not sufficient enough for you to survive or for you to thrive in your life? Okay. Let me scroll down here. Take notes. JD Murphy, how are you? Dream, hey Sky, how are you? Take notes. Come with the word, take notes. Questions for me. Okay, and thank you for the likes and shares. If you don't mind, share this video for me. If you're enjoying yourself, go ahead and share the video, okay? Please, if you don't mind, share this, por favor. And like it as well, so we can get more people to be a part of this. Because there are many people on the planet that can't afford my mentorship. I charge $100,000 per hour. So, this is for free. So pay it forward and share it out to somebody else that needs it. Do you buy gold or silver? I do not. Wes, do you have a, Wes, do you have a TikTok? I do. What's next? I've been jumping from thing to thing like for 3 or 4 years. Help me out. What do you need help with? Stop jumping from thing to thing, my guy. That's another thing. You know, listen, it's nothing worse. Now, I'm here, I'm saying this out of love, so don't get upset at me. It is nothing worse than a person that's desperate. It is nothing worse than a person that expresses their desperation for something. Think about a woman. A woman doesn't want a man that's desperate for her. Please be with me. Please. I love you. I like you. Please. No woman enjoys a desperate man. So think about it in business and in life. Like millionaires or successful people, do you think we want to do business with a person that's desperate? Please help me. Help me. I just can't figure it out. Help me. No, we just want you to get the fuck away from us. I'm going to be honest with you. Okay, so don't be that guy and don't be that woman. One thing you have to understand about people, we don't know, as a successful person, I don't know that you're struggling financially. But if you tell me that you're struggling financially, if you tell me that your business is not working out properly, if you tell me all these things, then I know. Then obviously I'm going to judge you. Okay, but if you approach me and you give me the impression that life is good, you're making money, things are going well, and you want to communicate to me in an ideal, then okay. Write these words below. I've said them before. Act as if. Act as if the person that you want to be. Just act like it. Stop acting poor and average and destitute and sorry and disappointed and depressed. Act abundant. Act like you're successful already. act like you got your shit together. Okay? Does that make sense? Because no one knows how broken you are. You could be, listen, you could leave your house looking sharp, looking good. As soon as you go home, your house look like a piece of shit. But no one knows except for you. Does that make sense? So that's in and eliminate this notion of being desperate, okay, and thirsty for people to help you. Next question for me here. Hey, Shelly, how are you? What are you reading at the moment? What are three books you love in business and personal development? No books right now. I'm so busy. I don't have time to read much. I've been meditating and working. But a few books: Think and Grow Rich, How to Win Friends and Influence People, and Breaking the Habit of Being Yourself. Great books. I don't necessarily read books in business. I mean, you can read The E-Myth Revisited. That's a good book. But honestly, I think the best way to learn business is to start a company. Honestly, just get out there, right? Instead of reading the books, just get some experience. Because there's no book on the planet, business-wise, that's going to teach you how to run a business without any failure, without any problems or adversity. That book doesn't exist. I've been doing my affirmations every day. Awesome. And I want to know, what do you do with these notepads after you have filled? Read them. Shelly, read them. Wes, how do you work out every day for hours without injuring yourself?
I said, obviously, I'm a god, my guy. I'm a ghost. I'm a god. I'm a superpower. Well, you know, I don't know, folks. I've never broken a leg. I've never broken a bone. Never been to the hospital for anything. So, I don't know. I guess it's just by confidence. I just don't think I'm going to hurt myself. I just work out. I'm not thinking about that I'm going to be in so much pain that I can't go to the gym. Like, I don't know. I truly have the belief that everything works out perfectly for me. I just have that belief, and it usually does.
Wes, not seen all your cars yet. You haven't seen them? They're in Houston, Texas. This is why I love Wesley. Oh, thank you, Tammy. Love you as well. What's the next here? Questions? Come on. Talk to me. Let's go. Get up. You guys are sleeping over there. How can you sleep in your bed and broke? Average. Still trying to figure life out. Get up. Like, listen to me actively. Get up. Find a desk. Find a chair. Take notes. Be a serious student of success.
Hey, Taylor, how are you? Javon, Michi, Meech, how are you? Cooley, how are you?
How can I push myself to work 12 hours a day?
Just do it. Drink a cup of coffee and get it done.
Do you recommend getting good at something first? Are just jumping around until something sticks?
No, sir. Stay with one thing, okay? Because if you try to jump around and wait for something to stick, it may never stick. Find one thing and stick there, okay?
Cooley from Jamaica. Hey, Patrick, how are you? Keisha, how are you? Trey, Shafil, how are you? Questions for me. Pick my brain, ladies and gentlemen. We have 56 million people on here tonight. Let's break the Instagram servers here. We broke them the other night. Let's break them again. Let's go. Let's go. Photojournalist, how are you? How good were your tacos?
Man, let me tell you something. Them tacos were busted. Them tacos were good. So he's referred to the tacos that I ate tonight. Salmon with some other ingredients. It was delicious. Oh, my God. I'm still in the food coma right now. But the burger hit the spot. So I had a burger and had the tacos. The burger. Oh, my God. The hamburguesa. Probably hands down the top three burgers I've ever had in my... I mean, my chef here in Colombia is a gift from God. This guy can cook everything. I can send him a TikTok video of a meal that I want. Within 24 hours, he has that meal waiting for me. Sheesh, I'm blessed.
Jesus Christ. How did you go about finding your personal chef?
Well, yeah, so I have a staff, so the staff finds it for me, right? I have a maid. And the chef that I have, it's the same chef that I use for my events when I do my events in Colombia. So I hired him.
I'm so excited to finally hear you live. I'm here. I'm from Australia. Yes, Shelly, I'm moving to Australia next year, so can't wait to see you guys out there in Sydney. How long should I have to write down my daily goals? What do you mean, how long should you write? You write them until you're clear. Write it until you can't write anymore. Like, it's your life, it's your goals. So take your time. Hey, Ash. Hey, Patrick. Affiliate Elites, how are you? Daniel, how are you, sir? Patty Love. Questions for me. Okay, talk to me. I'm in a situation where I've been doing door-to-door sales, but every November and March, my finances dip, and they make me fall behind and lose belief. Well, Edgar, it sounds like you're just a bad money manager. You need to get yourself a budget, right? You need to limit the amount of money that you're spending and budget the money that you're earning. Why do you move someplace different every year? Because I can, Cynthia. That's why. Because I can afford it. Okay, that's why. Yeah, even if you have income dips, so the question is, what do you do when you have income dip? Find more ways to make income. When it comes to manifestation, there is a certain amount I don't break. If I'm trying to figure out how to lose it all. So I appreciate you too, Sky High. How are you? Sylvia Alpha. Hey, Wes. Waiting to see your supercars. All right, Leon. I understand. Not a good answer. It's a great answer, Cynthia. Come to Nashville. Well, Gianni, if you invite me, okay? If you invite me, I'll come. I need to invite. Folks, if you want me to come to your city, your state, you need to invite me. Which means is you need to pay for my flight. I only fly first class. And my preference is only 5-star hotels. Okay. That's it. Okay. And if you want me to speak, well, you need to pay my fee. Okay. And I'm expensive. It is what it is. Just I'm a busy man and time is very important to me. Hey, Gabby, how are you? Hey, Sheldon, how are you? Wes, when are you coming to Qatar? You know, I have no clue. How did you decide on where you want to relocate?
I don't. I just, honestly, I just think, where do I want to go this year? And I just go. Honestly, I don't think too much about it, folks. This is not chess. I just make a decision. I say, oh, I want to go to a place where it's gorgeous, where it's clean, good food. And I just go.
What annoys you the most about average broke people?
Woo, that's a great question. Oh, my God. I like that question. So what annoys me about broken average people? One, they bitch and complain too much. I can't stand it. I just can't stand it. Complaining, 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 complaining. Two, lazy. They lack work ethic. You know, some of you that's on this line right now that's listening to my voice, you actually believe that you work hard. Oh, I work hard. Well, I work hard. I work hard 10 hours, 12 hours all day on my feet. And I'm thinking to myself, you don't work. Like, your definition of working hard is a walk in the park for me. I know individuals that work 8 hours a day, 10 hours a day. And then at the end of the day, oh, I'm tired. Oh, God, I've been on my feet. Oh, I had a long day. Listen, that is not working hard, by the way. Absolutely not. Let me share with you what I used to do for years. Not only did I have a 9-to-5 job that I worked 10 hours a day, I ran a boot camp in Houston, Texas that I would do 2 hours. And that's right before I would train my body. I had to work out, so I would work for 10 hours. I would change in my car, okay? I would work out for 45 to an hour. Then I would train my boot camp for 2 hours. Then I would go home and I would make YouTube videos all night. And I did this for years. That's work ethic, my guy or my girl. You 8-to-5, 8 hours, 9 hours, 10 hours at a job, sitting in a cubicle, sitting down, not even walking. That's not work. Okay, it's not working hard.
What's next? Are you going to have a conference for low-income people anytime soon? It's a possibility. It's a possibility. Hey, Timeless Ambition, how are you? Questions here. So, yeah, that's what I don't like about
broken average people. They complain, they bitch, they're lazy, they lack work ethic, they lack drive. They talk about what they're going to do and they don't do nothing. Average people, they'll beg you for an opportunity, you give them an opportunity, and then they just don't, they back out. You know how many people I've given opportunities to and they gave me some bullshit excuse of why they couldn't do it anymore? I mean, these people were begging. Wesley, I'm going to show you. Wesley, you'll see. Wesley, I'm telling you, you'll see. I'm going to show you. I'm different. I'm blah, 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 blah. You know when people tell me that, say that they're different? Therefore, you don't know, Wesley, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this. I'm going to be the best salesperson in your car. I just want to go to my bathroom and get a bottle of baby powder and sprinkle it in my hand, my right hand, and I want to slap the dog shit out of him. Honestly, that's what I want to do, but I don't do it, obviously. But that's what I feel in the moment. People that's telling me that, wait until you see me. You ain't seen nothing until you see me. I just want to slap them, honestly. Because they're lying to themselves and to me as well and wasting my time.
So I don't even work that hard and money just comes. I just wanted to become bigger. Well, get clear, Shelly, on how much money you want. Hey, Danny, how are you?
What does millionaires want to say to average people? Oh, this is what I want to say to the average people. to you. Don't talk about it, be about it. Stop talking so much. That's another thing about average folks. They talk so much. They talk about what they're going to do. They talk about what they didn't do. They talk about what they should do. And I'm like, shut up and just go do it. That's my advice to the average people on the planet.
What's next? Hey, Mia Dulce Vita, how are you? I have that rent saved. Awesome. Any more questions for me? We have 57 million people here tonight. That's a blessing, is it not?
I'm grateful. I'm excited.
Questions for me? I'm looking at the chat box below, and I don't see any questions here. Hey, Wesley. My name is Lewis, and I started working as a salesman at Chevy. How do I close more sales? Easy. Tomorrow, when you go to work, when you go to Chevy, find the salesperson that sells several cars every month and get close to that person and find out what he or she is doing to be able to close those sales. Okay? How did you get your first million? I made my first million online. What kind of social media content do you like to see?
None. Honestly, I don't.
None at all. My own content. How do you get over the fear, anxiety, nervousness when you're put on the spot about your business?
Well, if you're put on the spot and if you can't answer a question about your business, it's because you lack competency with your business, which means you need to educate yourself about your company. Like, if you can't answer a question or get nervous or anxious, that means that you don't know your shit. And you should be ashamed of yourself. You got to know your numbers. You need to know your product. You need to know your service. You need to know about your competitors. In and out.
Okay. What methodologies do you utilize to identify emerging trends and disruptive technologies for potential investment opportunities?
I don't have a particular method. I just think about what I want to do and I just go do it. That's it. If I want to do something, I just go do it.
I don't think too much about it. Like, I'm getting ready to disrupt the app world and self-help meditation, manifestation. Just watch. I'm a disruptor. And I love it. What's next?
Methodologies. Okay. Folks, I guess that's it tonight. Thank you for joining the rant. If you got any value tonight, go ahead and comment below. You got value. You can share this and like this as well, if you don't mind. And I'm going to leave you with this, that for you to get what you want, you need to know what you want. For you to begin to transform your life, you need to know exactly what that transformation looks like now. Okay?
What are your thoughts on crypto trading? No thoughts. What lessons have you learned from both success and failures in your journey? And how do you integrate them in your ongoing decision-making processes?
Well, yeah, I don't really think about my failures. Don't really care. And I don't use my failures as part of the decision process for the future. Why? Because I believe I create my future. So if I create my future, why would I look at my past mistakes and failures to determine the future? Make sense? Yeah, I wouldn't. King just made a song for my daughter through the app. She loves it. I tried to set up a different mood and error popped up. Yeah, Joey, if you look at my Instagram, I did tell you guys that right now the app is going through maintenance. It's in beta. Okay? So be patient. Give us about 48 to 72 hours and the app will be ready to go with more moods, more songs, more everything. So it's going to be absolutely on fire. All right, folks, much love. I'm going to let you go. Share this, like this, listen to it again. I'll see you tomorrow. Much love. Let's go.